Quick disclaimer, guys, the information and opinions expressed during the Renegades Breakout podcast series are for entertainment purposes only and does not imply on any individual entity or company. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 2 of the Renegades Breakout. Today's topic is on Bigfoot. So, Cal, tell me, what comes to your mind when I say Bigfoot?
Giant, hairy, kind of scary creature.
So if this creature had to somehow be just standing in your way right now, what would be your first instinct?
Freak out.
I'd be frozen, so I'd probably be eaten by then.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I think we would. Well, I don't know about you. You could probably run faster than me, honestly. But I do think I would make an easy meal.
You think you'd be an easy meal?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you think it began, this Bigfoot conspiracy or this Bigfoot story started?
It's a tricky one, dude, because I don't even know. I have mixed emotions on this one, really.
From what I found out, in 1958, a journalist received a letter with a picture of a mysterious Bigfoot print.
Okay.
So he thought it was interesting, so he put it in the newspaper. And turns out that the people actually enjoyed it. They were so into the story that more and more of this mysterious thing started coming out. Photos, or I can't say videos because this was back then. When more photos kept coming, they actually started putting out $1,000 reward to whoever can prove this Bigfoot. That's how it came out. When they found a big footprint, they ended up calling it Bigfoot. They put a $1,000 reward for it.
But dude, when we're talking about a footprint, dude, it can be literally even man-made. It can be a creature, obviously.
I mean, like, I could go to any toy store now, buy one of those big bear, you know, those costumes. Rig it up a bit and walk and say, I saw a picture of Bigfoot. You know, take the picture.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think about it? Honestly speaking.
Oh, why do you have to always ask me such technical questions? Look, I think honestly, dude, the moment people see something that they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see a shadow or something like that, you somehow try and find a way of justifying or reasoning or explaining this away.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, back in the day, it's kind of hard to say whether it's true or false because, you know, they didn't have videos like that. But now they do.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, we're talking about 1900s now, we're talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the technology wasn't good then, the photos couldn't be edited, they couldn't be photoshopped. So, I think maybe there is a Bigfoot out there. Okay, in my opinion, I believe there's a Bigfoot out there.
Okay, no, fair enough, dude, fair enough.
From what I've seen, they say that Bigfoot actually, or the ape, wandered from, well, I'm not sure where they said. I think they said from Asia to North America.
Okay.
Right. And they believe there are at least to be 2,000 of this apes that are in the world walking
2,000?
Around today. 2,000 of his kind.
Oh my word, dude, I didn't even know that.
So if there's 2,000 of them, there has to be one that's somewhere. So what would you go? Okay, sightings. How would you explain the sightings of Bigfoot? I mean, there's been, over the years, there's been dozens of sightings. Some unexplainable, some look very creepy. But what do you think about it?
In terms of sightings, I think the old one's very... This is hard because I don't want to say people that saw it are not believers. Or like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say that they just made it up. But like, in terms of today's footage, very questionable stuff.
True.
Because literally, if you see a Bigfoot, is your first instinct going to be I have to take out my phone, I have to record this?
But okay, from what I've seen, right? Like, the pictures were taken back in the day. The reason I believe that there's a Bigfoot, throughout the years, there's been conspiracies, fake pictures, this and that. Maybe someone did actually see Bigfoot and take the picture, but with all the conspiracies, people believe it's fake. You don't know, like, throughout the years, people have finally said, you know, this is fake, that's fake.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone must have, there must have been someone in the world who actually took a photo, really saw Bigfoot, but they were treated as if they was crazy or they saw something.
But here's the question. Do you think Bigfoot is a species of its own? Like, do you think it is an ape, or do you think it is like...
I think it's more like an evolved species between the ape and the humans. I'm not saying a human when you meet with an ape now.
Okay, oh my word, dude.
I think it just evolved.
That's like a whole nother podcast there, dude.
I mean, I think it just evolved, learned. Like, I mean, they say apes got like 60-something% of a human's DNA or something like that.
That's
so
a crazy thought, man.
When this, come on, because the apes also walk on 2 feet, so it's not ludicrous to think this thing walks on two.
The one thing I would say, though, about this is, I do feel, though, by now, surely somebody... There must be like remnants. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if there's apparently 2,000, how come they didn't find not one single dead one? Or how come no one's managed to actually capture one?
That's true.
You know?
But now here, that's where the question comes in now. Like, there's been so many stories, but the evidence or the proof is not enough. It's lack of evidence. Even scientists today say it doesn't exist. Because they still say it's a myth, a legend that started off, like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Which we'll cover up in another episode, by the way. Stay tuned for that. But now that's where the story comes in. Would you say Bigfoot is a harmful animal or a harmless animal? That's what we don't know. Because there's no, not that I found, there was no deaths or weird things killing people in the woods or the forest anywhere.
Yeah. Well, dude, if you think about it, from what I understand, like in terms of wild animals, generally they are a bit more hesitant of humans, right?
I mean, I watched the lion open up a car door, so, I mean.
Okay, I don't want to know what you watched, dude. You, okay.
It was a random.
Okay, never mind, let's move on from that. Clearly, don't take me to the woods, dude.
I would say it's both harmful and harmless, like humans. I mean, like, obviously if someone comes into your territory, your area, and starts trying to kill you or capture you, you're going to fight back. It's something like that. I mean, I'm sure it has a home or its habitat somewhere.
Yeah.
And it doesn't want to be bothered. It doesn't want to be, it doesn't want to be experimented on, although it doesn't know what it is. But I mean, it's like a human. Like, I come into your house and I start, you know, doing experiments on you. No one likes that. So I understand maybe why some people say it's harmful. But, like, I mean, they want to live its life out there.
That's true, dude. And this is, of course, all speculation as to whether it's real or not, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I feel like, how can they not have found one? Like, really?
So you don't believe that it's actually...
Well, it's hard to say because I question it. Because I do believe in some of the sightings I've seen. Some you can clearly see are fake.
Okay.
Like, literally, they just...
For me, although I think technically this and that, I believe it's real. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we're talking about back in the day when these footprints first showed up. I mean, it couldn't have been a coincidence that this picture just showed up out of nowhere.
That's true, dude, but that's where it all started.
They also say the Yeti is like a distant relative to the Bigfoot, but it's more white and more ominous.
Doesn't it come from, like, the snow or something? Like the,
yeah, from...
The colder regions or...
Alaska?
Dude, this is a good question. Like, why do, like, in America and that type... What do you call that continent?
America.
Like America, like...
Yeah, America. The whole continent is called America. Why?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think...
Okay, yeah. Also, don't quote us on that, dude. Did you fail geography too? Geography?
I didn't even do anything of geography.
Neither did I. In any case, that side of the continents or the world, dude, they have all these cool different things, you know? Like, we don't have that necessarily here.
I mean, like although the whole world is in the same century, same generation, I think America is more advanced than most places because they know what they're doing.
But also, then that being said, think about it. America, that they've got a lot more land and stuff going on, you know? So there's more room for...
Yeah, but see now, you look at America, right? This could be hundreds of forests, landscapes. You can't tell me you searched 80% of it because you would have found something different. It's like looking for dinosaur bones. The chances are of you digging up a dinosaur bone. Are you okay?
Oh my word, sir, did you just... I'm so sorry, dude. Just like when you said dinosaur bones totally caught me off guard there.
What about dinosaur bones caught you off?
Just dinosaur bones in general, man.
I don't know. I even forgot my train of thought when I was talking about dinosaur bones now.
Why did we start talking about dinosaur bones?
Oh, it's like... I was talking about scientists-wise. Okay. There's no proof.
Sorry, okay. There's no proof, yeah.
But dinosaur bones, they got proof. You know what? Maybe they existed. There's the skeleton of the dinosaurs. Not the bone. It's bones!
Okay, no.
What did I say?
Okay, okay, let me not distract you. Okay, you were saying scientists have proof when it comes to things like dinosaurs.
Yeah, so they say Bigfoot doesn't exist because there's no... Like you said, there's no none that's been found dead or anything. So there's no proof that they found anything. But I still believe Bigfoot is out there somewhere just watching the world, waiting for his time to pounce.
Oh my word, dude. I sure hope it don't pounce me, man. I'm cool then.
We're in South Africa. I mean, there's no woods, yeah, or forests, so we don't need to stress.
Dude, but okay, where we stay, technically we're surrounded by, like...
I mean, we're surrounded by a hill.
Hill. By the way, mountains.
Mountains. What did I say?
Hills.
I said hills. I'm having a day, yeah, okay? It's been a long, long day.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, like, dude, technically we're surrounded by, like, wilderness. Okay, random fact. We recently just had lions, remember?
Yeah, we had two lions released. Don't even ask us how it happened. We just had somehow had two lions. I found out recently there were actually three.
Very dodgy stuff. Dude, I think I'd rather tango with Bigfoot than a lion. I don't know. Well, after you told me lions can open car doors, I think I'm out.
They can. I need to show you the video. Guys, if you have not seen the video of a lion opening a car door in the park. No, wait, not park. What you call it?
Game reserve.
Game reserve. Not the park. Y'all need to check it out. I'll have to show Kelly after this. But it comes back to the question. With after everything, you know, would you say it's harmful or harmless? Although I know you don't believe in Bigfoot.
I wouldn't say I don't necessarily believe in it. But I would say it's harmless with the potential to be harmful. If that makes sense.
I mean, everyone's harmful. Harmless.
Yeah.
Until something happens or you trigger that thing.
Yeah.
Or animal provoked. Or human or whatever being in the universe you are. Will be triggered somehow. I don't know.
I just had a random thought. Do you know what would be cute? If like a butterfly was random, like triggered.
Wait, hold that random thought. Before Kelly continues the random thought, she's going to tell you a little bit about Anchor. So guys, if you haven't checked it out already, go ahead and check it out. You can check it out at anchorfm.com just like Kelly said, but let's get back on. You said you had a random question.
Yeah, okay, like you were saying like everything has the potential to be like harmful. Just imagine like a cute little butterfly, like you tangoing with it. Okay, it's a completely irrelevant.
I'm not going to lie. If a butterfly had to go psycho on me, yeah, you'll never see me in nature ever again.
Dude, nature hates me. I'm going to just put it out there. Like,
nature hates me. For some reason, I always have to step in some type of poo. Whether it's dog poop, cat. Don't even ask how I stepped in cat. Although they covered it, don't ask me. I've got bad things when it comes to that.
I just get attacked by random animals. Have you ever been attacked by birds? Just like randomly.
No, but I know you have.
Dude, and cats. Cats hate me.
Okay, I've been attacked by a cat. I've been attacked by a dog. Believe it or not, I was harassed by a freaking, what you call that thing? A squirrel. Do you know how you harass being a squirrel when it goes like this? Here. Have you not been to a game park at all?
No.
Never mind.
Okay, so that's cute in any case.
That is not cute.
It's adorable.
A squirrel.
Were you scared of it?
After what he did to me, I felt very, very. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah. I forgot the word now.
It's just sounding like you and this creature had quite a special connection.
Ew. No. I feel very. What's the word I'm looking for? I forgot the word, Kels. Help me out here.
I have no idea what you referenced.
I feel so
exactly.
Used after that. Like, you just used me for certain game.
Oh, my
game.
Word. Okay.
Anyway, let's get back onto the Bigfoot.
Okay, so some people say that they genuinely believe it's like sort of a pranking tactic type thing where people like dress up in costumes and scare people and things like that. What's your views on that?
I mean, okay, we get people who like to make the look like no one's crazy, all right? If you saw something, you saw something. But people like to take it to the extreme and make people think they're going crazy seeing Bigfoot, make them happy and everything. And all of a sudden make them feel like idiots. Yeah, you do get pranksters. Now and then, it's nice to prank. I mean, I prank you once in a while.
Yeah.
Pranking is nice, but then there's a limit to pranking. There's only so much that's a person can take.
Like, I mean, literally, I think if you did that in real life, like, you would literally scare people. Like, really scare people.
You'll either scare people or you'll get shot by somebody if you dress up in Bigfoot.
True story, dude. Like,
you really want to get shot dressing up as Bigfoot.
That is not a good way to go, I don't think.
Okay. How about this? The guy's in a man-made Bigfoot costume, and he actually runs into the real Bigfoot, and this Bigfoot thinks it's a female Bigfoot.
Oh my word,
what do you think is gonna happen to the guy?
Imagine. Okay, well, I would not like to think about that. That is like quite deeply disturbing,
whoever that guy
I
is.
I think both of the parties involved in that would be scarred after that for sure.
She's gonna be abused until Bigfoot realizes and the head pops out and sees this tiny guy inside. And next minute he eats his head. What are you going to do?
Oh my word, dude.
I'm not saying Bigfoot is harmful or harmless or whatnot. I'm just saying, what happens if Bigfoot actually finds you, thinks you're a female, wants to repopulate his existence. Not his existence, his species.
I can't even think about
it. Your head goes off and next minute he realizes that it's fake. He gets mad and then ends up biting your head off.
That is definitely false advertising, I would say.
False advertising for Bigfoot.
Well, I suppose Bigfoot would then think that this person, the costume, is real.
This prankster goes in there, then Bigfoot realizes he's been pranked, he wants to know if there's other things like this here that's being him. And he goes on a rampage looking for every human to kill. The apocalypse will come. Bigfoot apocalypse. That would be a new movie.
Oh,
the Rise of Bigfoot and his family.
I'm not gonna lie, I would watch that. I smoke watching sci-fi movies, dude. It's the coolest thing ever.
We're doing a sci-fi podcast. There's a reason for that. We're both into sci-fi. But to be honest with you, if something says that, if on the news says there's a Bigfoot apocalypse, oh hell no, I ain't leaving my house, fam. I'll build a basement. I'll hide under the bed. I don't care. I'll mask myself in some weird scent so he can't smell me.
Okay, clearly you've thought about this before. Are you preparing? Are you preparing?
I'm preparing for a zombie apocalypse, because with this corona thing, you never know, huh? I don't want to end up zombies coming after me.
Oh my word, dude.
You tell me you haven't prepared for anything.
No.
I need to prepare you for this stuff.
Dude, live wild, man.
Live wild, not live. It's live wild, not put yourself in danger.
What? No, man. I don't know. I've never ever thought about like apocalypse.
You want to live wild? Things. Let's do bungee jumping together.
No, that's too wild, man. I'd rather take my chances with Bigfoot than bungee jumping, dude.
Oh, hell no. Between Bigfoot and jumping off a cliff with a rope tied to you, I'll take this chance.
No, thank you.
I got a 80% chance of coming back up, but then Bigfoot will still be waiting for me on the platform.
No, I would. Yeah, I would. Mm-mm.
Okay. Would you jump off, or would you mate with Bigfoot?
Oh my word, why does that have to, like,
can't you said you want to live wild?
But like, can't I just be friends with Bigfoot?
Like, I mean, you think Bigfoot's going to look at man. You as a friend?
I would sure
he might assault
so.
You while you're sleeping, you don't know.
Oh my word, dude. I don't even know what to say right now.
Because they say Bigfoot is a half ape, half man. I mean, like, he's half man. I don't know, you might be into some weird stuff.
Okay, I'm, what the fudge?
Anyway, guys, let's get on to the next topic. What else you got for us, Kels?
Dude, what is Bigfoot, actually? Like, serious.
Okay, like I just said, I mean, like, some people say it's half ape, half man. Some people say it's a man that's really hairy with big feet, like, back from the Stone Age that survived millions of years. I want to say millions of years, but I don't know if that's that long.
That's a good question. No, it wasn't, because isn't the big... Yeah, the first Bigfoot sighting was now in like the 1950s.
That's true, but now we're talking about a species that has never been seen, that it has no proof. It just came up back in the 1958, right? You don't know if that's a real species, whether it's a man living in the woods from the Stone Age. You don't even know, maybe Bigfoot is actually a half ape, half man from the Stone Age, that they wouldn't be able to go extinct.
That is like a good question. I've always wondered what exactly are they trying to say Bigfoot is.
I mean, what would you consider Bigfoot? Animal or human?
I would say animal, dude.
Okay, we are Homo sapiens. We're Homo sapiens.
Wait, no. What? No, aren't we Neanderthals? No, wait. I think we're Neanderthals, dude.
No, wait. No, Neanderthals are...
Wait, what the fudge? Wait. Dude, did we do anything in school? Because is this not part of biology?
This is part of... it's part of history. No.
No.
Okay, I failed all of that. I only knew maths and tech. That's the area.
I'm gonna no comment on anything.
But
what do you guys think? Like, please let us know.
Like, we'd like to know. Y'all can hit us up on Twitter at Renegades Out and let us know there. Now I'm just confused. Like, the question you just asked, is that's like a whole debacle about whether it's an ape, whether it's a human, whether it's half, like, the Stone Age man and a female ape get along and have a baby called Bigfoot?
Dude, I don't know. This is like a really interesting question, man. We would love to know what you guys think.
But no one really knows what Bigfoot is. So I'd like to know. Yeah, we'd like to know y'all's opinions. What do y'all think Bigfoot is?
Yeah, now it's got me questioning. But I would say ape man. Like, that's what I would go. I don't know.
Is it a homo? Wait, are we Homo sapiens? Or are we in... I still can't pronounce that word. I'm not going to try.
Right. Neanderthals.
I can't say that word.
Why?
No, I can't say it. I can't say it.
Oh my word.
I literally can't say that word. It's like me saying purr. No, let's not go into that. I think we have one more topic on Bigfoot. Okay, guys, we're busy debating here what if we do have a final one. Okay, I have one. I'm very skeptical of doing it, but what the hell? Apparently, they were. Would you call it samples of hair that they found, and these people couldn't identify? We're talking about a Bigfoot organization now. We're not going to mention anything. We're just speaking from what we found. they found it and they couldn't identify it, so they gave it to the FBI, and the FBI came back saying it was, I think they said it was a deer here.
Yeah.
So like maybe it was a deer, or maybe they found it was Bigfoot and they decided to keep it secret so there'll be no, what can I say it, a big thing starting. I think in some countries they have Bigfoot Day or something, or they celebrate Bigfoot. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm not sure. Know that.
But I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of cool.
Why can't we have something like that? Yeah.
Why can't we have the Lion Day, the day the lion got released into the into our area?
Yeah. Like, that's so unfair. Like, we don't even have any cool sci-fi things, like events or anything that, like that, you know?
We do have one. The swine flu.
What?
The swine flu was the only thing that somehow brought things up here back when I was in school.
The swine flu?
Swine flu, before the COVID-19 was swine flu.
Where was I?
Or was it Ebola?
The only recent one I know of was bird flu. No.
What?
No, I don't know what I'm talking
bird
about.
Bird flu?
Yeah.
You're not talking about mad cow disease or something? Wait, what
is... Do we have that? What is mad cow disease? I don't even know. Should I be worried?
Wait, do I look like a cow? Wait, is mad cow disease actually for cows?
It must be, come on.
Okay, you just mixed my brain up.
You the one who brought it up. I have no
idea. I was
idea.
Talking about something called totally different. I'm so lost. Well, guys, I think this is going to be the end of this episode. We will make longer episodes in the future. We're still getting the hang of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. We kind of like hot messes at the moment.
Check us out on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Stitcher. We're still trying to get it up on Apple, but Apple is currently not letting us in it.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Alright, guys, we'll see you all on the next episode. Kelly, you want to give them a teaser what the next episode might be about?
Should we?
Let's just say it has to do with something being flat.
I like that.
Now, it's not necessarily mean that we're going to be flattening somebody. We're just going to give you a flat, but I'm sure you all can put it together.
No, man, but thanks so much for listening. We like really appreciate it.
So do I, because we really wish we had it. If you all can get more people to listen to our podcast, guys, and see if you kind of support us, guys. If you go into our Anchor profile, you can actually help us out there by supporting the channel and help us build it faster. But thanks for listening.
Thanks,
dude. And we'll see you all in the next episode.